Many generations went by, and Adam and Eve had many descendants. All of those people sinned and disobeyed God. The sin of the people became so great that God decided to destroy them by a great flood. There was only one man who loved and obeyed God. His name was Noah. God told Noah to build a big ship so that he could be saved from the flood. It took him many years to build the ship. As Noah built it, he warned the people about God's judgment and the flood that was coming. However, the people would not believe Noah's warnings, and they refused to turn from their evil ways. God brought the animals of every kind to Noah, and Noah took them into the ship. Then Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives also entered the ship. There were only 8 people in the ship along with the animals. Then God closed the door. And after 7 days, God sent very heavy rain, and he brought water from under the ground. In 40 days, God flooded the whole earth. It was too late for anyone outside the ship to be saved. They all drowned. However, Noah and his family were saved because they had believed and obeyed God. After many years, the descendants of Noah became many tribes. Abraham was one of those descendants. He was a man who loved and obeyed God. God promised Abraham that his descendants would become a great nation. Abraham and his wife Sarah did not have any children, but they still believed God's promise. Abraham had children by other women. One of those children was named Ishmael. He became the father of the Arab nations. However, when Abraham and Sarah were very old, they had the son God promised, and they called him Isaac. God promised to bless all the people through Isaac and his descendants.